I am a guy and I like fire.
The Grillin' Guys on 107.3 WBBL-FM.
Welcome back to the Grillin' Guys. This is Barbecue Bob, and Randy Joppy is next to me. Michael Gray is across in the studio pushing all the buttons, making us sound halfway decent.
We're up to one of my favorite parts of the show, man. I've got a story to tell Rob, so hurry up and introduce Rob.
So it's Saturday morning. We have Rob Russell on the line, our favorite cowboy from Topeka, Kansas. How are you, Rob?
What's going on, guys?
Hey, Rob, after last week, I just wanted you to know, man, I went out just on my little deck grill and threw down on some pork chops with that the Memphis rub, I'm sorry, from the Three Little Pigs. That Memphis rub. Put it on those pork chops and got rave reviews from a pregnant woman, probably bought myself a week's worth of peace in the house, so it was a good heads up.
A week's worth of peace. Okay,
peace, P-E-A-C-E.
Okay, got it.
She's already pregnant.
Well, I'm telling you, that Memphis is good on a lot of things it's not supposed to be good on. It's good on chicken, too. So can't go wrong with Memphis.
Never have, never will. You got it, Rob. Hey, this is Crappie Joppy. How you doing today?
Not too bad. I told you that there isn't a day goes by that I don't think about sitting there on that dock fishing for those crappie and watching that minnow jump out of your wine glass onto your belly. It just cracks me up every day.
Hey, it's a staging. You got to stage your minnows, right?
That's right. You're the only guy that carries a live well on his belly.
That's funny. He has a scent dip for his minnows, but he just walks in the woods smelling like whatever he wants.
You got it.
Hey, Crappie Joppy, how's Porky doing?
Porky's doing fine. We actually got a little contest going to name Porky, and Michael's thrown a Choppy on him. He wants to call him Choppy. So, I don't know, we got Choppy, Crappie, Joppy. There's a lot going on here, but we're going to have a
that. Choppy.
Yeah. Right.
That's original.
How are you going to screw that up? Choppy, Joppy, Choppy the pig? That works on every level.
Pig, you have to slop it, so it could be sloppy.
You guys are bad.
And when you're barbecuing, you always have a barbecue mop, it could be moppy, sloppy moppy.
Hey, Rob, why'd you call in today? What you going to tell us about?
Hey, I want to tell you, I don't know if you guys met. I know Bobby's met my good friend Danny Skiff down in Dallas, Texas.
Yep.
But he gave me a great, great recipe for salmon, and it's a brine. And, you know, if you eat, for the big fat barbecue guys like myself, if you eat a lot of barbecue, you're probably on blood pressure medicine. You probably drink a lot of beer. I mean, but this is a fix for all that. If you eat two servings of salmon a week, it reduces your chance for heart attack by 30%. So I wanted to give these guys this great salmon recipe. It's you take your salmon fillets and you take them off the skin and you put them in a brine like for 24 hours. It's like, this is a pretty typical brine. It's like a quarter water, a fourth a cup of kosher salt, a fourth a cup of brown sugar, half a cup of celery, you chop it up coarse. Half a cup of onions, you chop it up coarse, a couple garlic cloves, smash them. And one thing that's a little bit different, like two stalks of lemongrass, cut it in like 2-inch lengths and smash it with the back of your knife. But you cover that salmon with the brine overnight. Don't put it in metal. Put it in plastic or that's usually plastic or glass. And you take that salmon out of the brine the next day, and you got to make sure you rinse it good because you want to get that salt off of it. And then you pat it dry and you put it on a wire rack. And this is kind of important. It needs to be below 65 degrees. So, you know, like you can put it outside now, put it on a wire rack, put a fan blowing on it for a couple hours, and it's going to form a pellicle on the outside of the fillet. And then you're going to hot smoke that thing. The difference between hot smoke and cold smoke salmon, hot smoked, you're going to run it between 180 and 200 degrees for about 3 hours, I would say. He's got 3 to 5, but I think 3 hours would be good. Get up around 140, 160, and Danny Skiff said that is an amazing piece of salmon. So that brine's the secret. I'm not really a fish type guy. I mean, I like crappie and I like walleye, but it starts tasting like fish. I don't like it, but this salmon recipe is great, and you guys can give it a try. I just thought I might share it with you.
Okay, Rob, a couple things you just said there. For translation, an hour is 60 minutes. But secondly, what was that coating on the salmon that explain that to me. I've never heard that term.
It's called a pellicle. It's just a slightly dried skin of the flesh of salmon that's formed prior to hot smoking. I mean, you got to allow that to form by blowing air over it. It's kind of like a membrane. They call it pellicle.
I thought it was that bird with a big hopper for a mouth.
Yeah, maybe so, that too. But I don't know what the importance of that is. I'm going to have to talk to Danny about that and see what he thinks.
I'll talk to him. We're going to be roommates out in Salt Lake City here in a couple weeks, so I'll have a good conversation about pellicles.
Yeah. Speaking about a beak with a big mouth, wow, that's going to be a good little stay for you. Good for you, man.
You know, the great thing about talking to guys all over the United States, you know, these guys come up with these different recipes that I've never tried. You know, if you're in a barbecue world, it's the same recipes over and over and over. And if unless you get in some different geographical regions, you don't ever hear anything different. I mean, Kansas City barbecue is the greatest. But you get stuck in these, you know, in the sameness. And it's really nice to get, you know, in other parts of the United States that you get different recipes like this one.
Yeah, it's funny because Danny Skiff says that Texas barbecue is the greatest. So,
yeah, well, those guys cook with mesquite down there. And it's like, you know, that you ever been down there, you look at all those trees, that's all it has, mesquite. Well, yeah, I guess you'd cook with it, but it's nasty to me. You know, they always want, when I teach classes down there, they want me to put mesquite in the Goodwin smoker, and I always do, and as soon as they turn their head, I throw it out with a pair of tongs and put some cherry in there.
Well, they're probably streaming this show down there, so you're busted.
Yeah, that's okay. Yeah, Premier Grills down there, those great bunch of guys, young guys, and I usually teach classes down there, it's, you know, different barbecue all over the United States, and it's all about the same meats, but it's different deliveries.
Well, you're listening to the Grilling Guys on 107.3. We're talking with Rob Russell, and Rob's kind enough to call us every week with a little more of his Western wit, and we're talking about his grilled salmon recipe from Texas, actually. Being the globetrotter you are, you just get to pick up culinary tips from all around the world.
Yeah, and it's a lot of fun.
I'm just wondering how they got salmon recipes coming out of Texas. Is that like free-range salmon? Where are they finding fish in Texas?
You know, that's a good point. You know, I would expect to get that, you know, out of Michigan or, you know, somebody else that has some salmon around. But, yeah, there's not even any salmon down that way, I don't think.
They're probably Asian.
That's what I'm wondering, if it's just not another mispronounced Texan word and it's actually, you know, salmon, and it's some sort of lizard from the desert.
Probably Asian carp.
That could be true. I'll have to ask old Skiff Boy where in the heck that comes from. I wouldn't even imagine they could get fresh salmon down there.
Well, down there,
you guys have fresh salmon season coming up, don't you?
Well, unless Bob's feared enemy, the Asian carp, eats them all, yes.
Yes. And is that really a problem, or is that just a myth?
We're going to find out. But I'm going to take my shotgun and go down to Chicago and stand on the dock for a while.
Hum the special frequency and watch them jump. Yeah.
That's right. Is that what they do? Yeah. They tune into a freak?
Right. That's what it is. They said when a certain frequency in the water makes them jump out because it bothers them. That's why you see them flying.
Oh, so that they hear like a Yamaha outboard.
Yeah, or something. It has to be a metal boat and frequency. I watched a TV program on it. Anyway. Hey, Rob, I wanted to shout out to you. You were up here about 3 weeks ago, and we made we taught a sausage class out at Zager's, and we made that pheasant sausage, and Michael was talking earlier in the show about having a dozen pheasants in the freezer, but that turned out awesome, man. We cooked those up, and they were just they were really, really tasty. Something I never thought to do with boneless, skinless pheasant breast, but we ground it up and put a few seasonings in it, and it turned out fantastic.
Something else he never thought to do was to put them in the refrigerator. He left them in his truck for a few days. So,
hey, Croppy Droppy, I want to know how your jerky came out.
Oh, it was just great, man. Rave reviews from the guys. That was a simple one, too. Thanks to Rob, gave me a little tip on that. I just went to the store and bought some round steak. And just, you know, it's pretty lean anyway. Cut it across the grain, and he gave me a little marinade for that and soaked it for about 48 hours and grilled it for about an hour and a half. And, hell, that turned out great. Just really good.
You got that hour down, don't you?
I'm working on it.
I did some venison jerky the other day, and I used some of that Stubbs marinade. It made a great jerky. Yeah, I just spiked it a little bit.
Yeah. Well, it's a lot of fun to make jerky, and, well, just anything you have. I mean, anything you have in your freezer, man, just get her out and make jerky out of it or make some sausage. And I got a new sausage recipe coming your way from one of my barbecue boys here in Kansas. He's going crazy about it. I loaned him a smoker, and he's telling me about this recipe. So that's going to be coming, you know, probably next week or the week before.
I'm going to see you in April. You and I are going to tour Chicago and Wisconsin and do some more of those classes. So we got to say adios, amigo. We're out of time, but that's been Rob Russell, and we'll talk to you next week, Rob.
Okay, guys. Take care.
The Grillin' Guys on 107.3 WBBL-FM.